is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. And Mark, I know you saw my post. I got my kid ready. He's ready for the ranch, my friend. He got on a horse yesterday.
Well, it's about time you did that. I was starting to wonder as your father, but now that you've done that, that's outstanding. That's good parenting right there, as I posted on your post yesterday.
Yeah, and I was gonna message you. I figured I'd just talk to you about it today on the show. But, I mean, I got a worker for you, man. He's ready. Next cattle drive, I'll send him on up, and I'll probably just ride a horse over to your house. I'm sure he can get there.
I mean, only about 58, 59 miles or so. I think that, at his age, I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Well, we said that whole kid, he's quite a hand.
Well, after his 15-minute ride yesterday, I think he's ready for that journey. I think we're almost there. We're getting there at least.
Did you put him on a pretty rank one, too? Was it a pretty rank horse?
Wild. Absolutely all over the place, man. I mean, you should have seen it. It was crazy. I don't know how he stayed on, but he did.
He's got a natural secret.
We're going every week, though. He's going next week, too. So we're going to keep it rolling. He's better than his dad, because I rode horses for a while, and then I got to 16, and I was like, four-wheelers don't buck me off as much as they do. So I went and purchased a four-wheeler, and my dad, it was like the saddest thing in his life. My grandpa especially, they're like, you're going to get a what? What are you doing to me? But they were the better horsemen, Mark. They certainly were.
Well, since you skipped on it, don't let your boy do that.
Yes. The pressure is on him. The pressure is certainly on him now. Mark, my friend, all right, these Buffaloes, I know how good they can be. I mean, we've seen it, Mark. They can win some big-time games, a beautiful win against Stanford not too long ago, and then they lose to Cal. So this Buffs team, I'm just and I know Tad Boyle, you know, he's just trying to figure this group out. We know at their best, I think CU could beat pretty much anybody, but at their worst, you can just see some really head-scratching moments.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they go from being world beaters to egg beaters, don't they? I mean, it's something. And, you know, here's the funny thing about that Cal game. And keep in mind, Thursday night, we're in Palo Alto against what I think is a very good Stanford team. And the Buffs trailed for much of the game. It was a very close game. Came back and won that late 73-70. And you're thinking, all right, now you got a 1-13 Cal team. They should go in there and take care of business. That's not been, for whatever reasons, I don't understand it. You know, since the Buffs have joined the Pac-12, it's not like Cal's been a great program. Stanford's been significantly better. Colorado's like, I think it's 8-2 or something in Palo Alto, and now all time is like 2-16 or something in Berkeley. I can't figure it out. But anyway, tough place, but I thought, yeah, they're going to have a good chance. We're about two possessions deep into that game, and I look at my partner Scott Wilkie, and I kind of shake my head. We go to a break, and I said, we're not winning this thing tonight. You can feel it. You can feel it early on. And Cad was throwing everything but the kitchen sink out there. He's calling timeouts. He's going deep into his bench. He's putting out different lineups. He's changing defenses, trying to get through to him. But, yeah, it was exceptionally disappointing. The word that Coach Boyle used in the postgame, pathetic, was the word that he had used.
Mark, it always fascinates me. You just mentioned it with their struggles with Cal. I mean, that's crazy to me because, you know, you turn over different rosters every single year, but it's like this weird sports cloud hangs over you. No matter who it is, it's just a mental hump. And maybe you hear about it. Maybe you see it on Twitter. Maybe you see those numbers. And it's just something mental that you have to try to bust through with those teams that just have your number for some reason.
It's bizarre. Well, look what the Broncos are going through right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. What is it, 14 games now? They've lost consecutively to the Chiefs. And you know, it's there's bizarre things like that in sports. Now that doesn't excuse what they did or did not do on Sunday, because they should have won that game. Or I beg your pardon, on Saturday. They should have won that game. They're the better team. Cal's not a very good basketball team, all right? They've got some interesting parts to them, but they're not a very good basketball team. But that was an inexcusable loss for Colorado. I'm not going to sit here and make excuse for them. They came out, didn't play well. They mentally weren't dialed in for whatever reason. Didn't play very gutsy in that ball game as they did Thursday night against Stanford. So, yeah, that one there, you know, and that's one of those things. I know Tad's done this in the past. I don't know if he did it this time. In those kind of games, I know Tad's walked in and looked at his leaders, and I think that would probably be K.J. Simpson and Tristan Da Silva, and very quietly with the two of them said, that falls on you. You know, guys like Evan Batty, McKinley Wright, you know, Derek White over the years, Spencer Dinwiddie, those kind of guys, Josh Scott's another one. Those kind of guys are the guys that kind of set the temperature for the team. They're the ones that regulate the team, if you will. And leaders have got to lead in those circumstances. And I'm sure he had a conversation with those guys about it.
Well, and that'll be interesting. And again, we know, you know, as far as skill set wise, those two guys are just studs. I mean, Tristan DeSilva, KJ yeah. Simpson. How do they respond tomorrow? A very interesting game with Oregon. I mean, I don't. You tell me right now, Mark. I haven't looked at a lot of Oregon. I mean, I know they're always typically yeah. pretty darn good. 8-6. 2-1 of the conference, but either way, it's a Pac-12 game. This is going to be a test for the Buffs.
Oh, without question. And I think Oregon's a little bit like Colorado. Very talented team, but it's been very up and down and not played very consistent at times. And so, you know, to borrow a tadism, you know, you got a couple of hungry dogs coming in here. And I think that'll be an interesting game. That's been a series where, interestingly enough, Colorado has had the upper hand, despite the fact you've had an Oregon program that's had a Final Four appearance and some Sweet 16s over the last number of years. But Colorado seems to have an upper hand with them. So let's hope that continues. But I think this is a real interesting game. This is one, you know, kind of one of those separation games, because where I think Oregon is, where Colorado is, you can't let this, you know, waning, if you will, go on too long here. You've got to start winning some ball games very quickly, and I think this is a great opportunity for Colorado.
Mark, where are you with this team? I mean, again, we know how good they can be. We know how bad they can be. Sitting at what, 9-6 right now overall, 1-3 in the conference. I mean, I think this is going to be a really good team. I think they're going to turn it on and stay that way. Once the light really goes on, it might not come off, and they just run through this thing. Will they get an at-large bid? Let's just ask that first. What do you think? Looking at it right now.
I'll tell you this, that Cal loss hurt them bad. That was a quad four game. Their net number for Cal was like 347 or something like that. Way down near the bottom anyway. That was a quad four game for Colorado. That's a bad, bad loss. You can look at some of the losses they've had this year on the road, neutral court. They go, well, you wish you would have won that, but it doesn't kill them. This one hurts them badly. And so you've got a lot to overcome now. Now you got to get some marquee wins out there to balance this one out. Can they certainly get an at-large? Certainly they can. But you've got a lot of work to do right now. And you know, is the team talented enough to do it? Certainly it is. If they can be consistent, which it has not been up to this point. So, you know, this team's got to start to figure out. At some point, a team takes ownership of itself. And this team has got to take ownership of itself and start figuring itself out here very quickly.
Yeah, you got to take care of Oregon State. And then, as you said, you got to grab some marquee victories. USC, pretty good team, and then UCLA down the stretch there in the middle of January. So those are going to be big opportunities to just even to start to make up for that Cal loss.
Yeah, without question. Yeah, that, you know, next week, there's your first opportunity with UCLA. There's a top 10 team, top 5 team. You've got a chance there if you're able to sneak into Westwood and get a win, which the Buffs have done a couple of times here in recent years. They go in there and get a win against a very good team. And with Jaime Jaquez, maybe the player of the year in the Pac-12. And so that's a great opportunity to have a game time with that one, because the NFL playoff schedule is going to be a Fox game. Well, it'll be at 1 in the afternoon or 6 at night for that one in Westwood. But that would be their first opportunity to get that kind of win. So, you know, the opportunities are going to be out there.
Yeah, no question about it. I'm excited for this one tomorrow night. Mark, what time do you guys get rocking and rolling? Like I said, the old rule, it's on ESPN2, but go ahead and mute that bad boy. Tune into Mark Johnson on the call.
Yeah. Watch the moving pictures, and we'll take care of the commentary if you send us out. But, yeah, see, it's a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night, a 6:30 pregame.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. But before I let you go, Mark, the dust is kind of settled for a little bit. You know, it was Coach Prime nonstop, and it's still pretty crazy, and especially for folks in Boulder, but us on the outside kind of looking in, maybe slow down just a little bit. But as the dust has settled on this whole thing, when you look at the court, you know, the Pac-12 and the potential challenges that it poses next year, you know, what's the vibe around this Buffs team? I mean, are you starting to look at this roster and go, man, he's getting some gets here. There's going to be some big time players. If he can put them together, they can make some noise next year.
Well, he's getting some talent. There's no doubt about that. Here's the interesting aspect about it. If you kind of just, you know, lick your finger and stick it in the wind, the currents right now with Buff Nation are just off the charts, right? And you know, that's how Deion kind of plays. I mean, Coach Prime kind of plays that way, talking about we coming and you know, we're doing this, we're changing the game, and on and on and on. And he is bringing in some talent. Make no mistake about that. What he is doing from a transfer recruiting standpoint is extremely, extremely impressive. And so I think that's awful fun to watch. So the expectations from a fan perspective are off the charts right now. I mean, when you see Fox Sports coming out and saying that Shedeur Sanders might be the Heisman favorite next year, I mean, you're like, whoa, holy cow, that kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
So you're seeing that kind of stuff. Now here's the other side of the coin. I saw where FanDuel, one of the sports betting networks out there, put out their over and under for the Colorado Buffaloes next season. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, Mark. What is it?
4.5.
Really?
So
wow.
So you think about that for a second. I'm excited about everything going on. The expectations are ridiculous, and those guys who build billion-dollar casinos have said, yeah, we think 4.5 would be over under. Now, that's awful interesting to me. Now, do I think it's 4.5? If it were me, I'm taking the over, right?
Yeah.
But it is interesting. As a buddy of mine always says, you don't build billion-dollar casinos by losing money, right? And so that when that came out last, I guess it was Thursday when I saw it, I mean, my jaw button fell. I'm like, holy cow. I'm not saying that they should have hit that, 9.5 or 10. But, I was thinking up in the 6-7 range somewhere there. And so, to me, it's going to be fascinating to watch this whole experience and how this thing unfolds in 2023, because we know what the expectations are. And then those wise guys in Vegas who know a little bit about, athletics and how things go are saying, hey, hold the phone here. We think it's going to be 4.5. So I thought that was kind of interesting last week.
Yeah, my producer over there grabbed his phone as soon as you said that. He's like, time to place a wager here. So I would have said 6.5, too. I would have probably said, if you would have asked me and said, what do you think, I would go 6.5. I mean, that might even be lower than maybe a lot of people's, even my own expectations.
Yeah. No, it's a fascinating deal. And so there's a lot of hype. And, you got the Coach Prime documentary thing going on, series going on right now, and everyone's going nuts about that. That's one of the biggest documentaries in the country right now, and all the other stuff going on. And every day you see new recruits and new commitments and new transfers and all kinds of stuff happening. And so there's a lot of buzz. There's no doubt about that. And I'm really excited about it. I just thought that was an interesting little tip that came out late last week.
Yeah, that certainly. Mark, I was unplugged last week, and I was off and who knows where in my brain. But
sure.
I'm glad to get the updates, of course, today. 4.5, though. That's absolutely nuts.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take a look at that. We'll maybe put a dollar on that. See what happens. I got to make something here. Save up for the saddles, Mark, now that my child is a horseman, as they say.
Now that you got that boy right, it's like my daughter said when one of my granddaughters has gone just horse crazy, the older of the two, and my little girl says to me, she goes, Daddy, you're getting her involved in an expensive habit here. And I said, that's not my concern. She's your child, so you take care of that.
My wife used to jump horses? What do you call that, Mark, when you're jumping them? You jump them and do stuff? She did all that stuff and loved it. And so my father-in-law has just been clamoring, like, hey, when are you going to get, start thinking about riding horses again and doing all this stuff? And of course, I'm the one who's always like, well, when we can put it somewhere, we got to figure out a place to put the horsey.
Sure.
So, but I do know you now, Mark. So if you got some space, let me know.
There you go. Well, the great old line. You know how to become a millionaire? You $10 million and buy horses. That'll do.
I love it, my man. Mark, we'll be looking forward to that call. Big one tonight for Colorado.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Mark Johnson. He probably doesn't like it when I call it horsey. Guys like Mark don't. And I'm not even a city kid, Angel. I am a converted city kid. Definitely. No question. City person. I'm not a kid anymore, unfortunately. Transplant. I'm one of those guys, like everybody's posting on my Facebook, because I said my kid rode a horse, and they're all like, he's a hull. Of course he rode horse. My grandpa was a great horseman, great cowboy. My dad was a cowboy. Pretty great. He would do the cattle pinnings and all that stuff. And I was like, when are we going to Denver to watch the Nuggets, bro? I mean, when are we going to go to Denver and stay for the weekend or whatever? That was always me. So all these people are posting on my Facebook that haven't talked to me in years are like, well, of course he's a ranch kid. I'm like, that hasn't been me since like 16. And I was kicking and screaming every time. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.